Get ready to rack to school at your Nordstrom Rack store, because the deals are amazing. Levi's, Adidas, Volcom, and Hurley from only $20. Save on everyone's favorite denim, sneakers, boots, backpacks, and more at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry, get first dibs on new arrivals from just $20 and make it the best school year ever. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Welcome to the RAN CRE Show, commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the RAN CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella. And today, it's just going to be me and you just talking about what tools you need to know as a passive investor to understand your markets. There's a lot of different resources, but these are the five that I use that aren't going to be your Google Maps and your very basic ones. These are the ones I use every single day when underwriting deals and understanding new markets, because it's super important to understand and know the markets, because when you're investing, you're entrusting not only the operator, but you have to understand your market just as much and see what's going on. So it's really important that you know the economic factors, you know the population, you know what's going on in these markets. And these are the tools that I use every day. So the first one, it's not a sexy one, very numbers driven, but it's the US Census. Census was done in 2020. This is your fresh data to see that what's been the trend in population. Is it going up? Is it going down? Where are jobs at? And what's just the economic drivers in that area? Generally, we're looking for population to be going increasing, and we're also looking to see other factors like job diversity by sector. So being in Detroit in 2008, 2009, the heavy automotive industry almost collapsed, and there was this large economic depression in those markets. So we like to see job diversity in those sectors to be in the 20 to 25% so that there's no one sector or one employer contributing to that entire market. So we like to see population growth and job growth. Generally, people follow the job. So those are factors as well. The next tool, once you have that idea of that macro market, I really like to dive in deeper into the submarket by using this tool called geomap.ffiec. I'll put the link in the show notes, but this tool allows you to look at the household median income at a tracked level, T-R-A-C-T. And this is important because it allows you to see every household, what is the median income for that average median or median household income in that area. And it's at a very granular level in the tract. And so you can kind of click through the by specific address, but also click around and follow the money and see where areas are more affluent than others. And it's important you know this, because if you receive an offering memorandum or investor memorandum and it says that we can double rents at $1,000, but the median household income is only $25,000, who's going to be renting in that market? It may be a path of progress play, but it's important to make sure that in that time period that you have enough runway to make sure that you can, that your residents can afford rents in those markets. So it's a really powerful tool that is very accurate and updates every year. So it's super important. I use it every day. And it's, to be honest, my first filter when looking at deals. The next tool that I use is to get, now that I know the area, the market, the submarket when it comes to the median income, the next thing I check is LexisNexis. So in LexisNexis, I use as a crime map. And the thing about it is it does a really good job of being one, current for that market. Other people use Trulia, but I like LexisNexis in this if they have data, because sometimes crime reports differently. But I use LexisNexis to get a feel for the area. So I understand that as an investor, you understand that stuff can happen anywhere, but it's important to see, hey, was there five crime reportings in the last week at this property? Or was there something across the street? Where is the issues happening? So if it's a one-off, that's okay. But if there's constant recurring things, that's where I get concerned if I'm investing in a particular property or area. So it's good to kind of see the landscape of what's happening. Another tool that I used if LexisNexis doesn't work. I also follow up with the sheriff's office and the police department. You can ask them from crime data, but generally if you call the police and they know your property or your potential property, not a very good sign for you as an investor, unless things are in the positive. But if they recognize the name right off the bat, not a potential good spot to invest in, because you want to make sure you're investing in safe residential areas and making sure that your residents are safe. You can get the crime info or the crime stats in that area as well. They might have more time. There's the Freedom of Information Act that you might have to fill out and pay for. But the biggest question I always ask the police department is, do you or would you be comfortable enough with a family member to live in that area? And that way it's a very, it's subjective, but at the same time, you can get a good feel for the answer and see what you are investing in. Because if they say yes right away, it's a lot more reassuring than a long pause and a yes or even a no. So those are a very powerful kind of question and answer for the police department. And the last tool that I use to really get to know an area is Reddit. So for those who don't know, Reddit's just an anonymous forum, and getting to know areas, what better way than just this open forum? And so what I generally do is I look best places or worst places to live in a city, and then it'll go down even granular into those submarkets. And I make sure I'm relevant on the timestamps because of the information. So someone 5 years ago said this place is the worst place to live, dangerous, scary, but a lot has happened in the last 5 years, and it could be a really good, safe area. So really see what people are saying about those particular markets and submarkets. And then just kind of once you find that submarket you're in, hey, I'm moving to this submarket, what should I be aware of? And people will be honest, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But if there's a lot more pros and cons, it's an important tool to just kind of be objective with it and just look at that information and see what people are saying about it, so you know going in. So these are the five tools I use: the census data, GeoMap, Reddit, Sheriff's Office, and LexisNexis. With all of these tools, it's not a complete list, but I think it's a very powerful list. So if you've never seen a market or don't have any idea, you can quickly use these tools to help find and get a feel for that area. Along with, there's other tools like Google Maps as well, but these are kind of your boots on the ground without being boots on the ground. So my investor pro tip is to make sure you use these tools in your next investment. Call the sheriff's office and just get a feel for the area, because it's very objective, and I haven't heard too many people use that tool. But use these tools in your next before you invest, or even just use it to get to know certain areas that you're interested in and see if you want to dive in. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at MikeT@RANCRE.com. And until then, we will see you next week.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.